Hello, good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I remind members of their obligations under the Councillors Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There are some members tonight who are in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C for a comment, type P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at tonight's meeting. Before we start tonight's meeting, I just want to say or pass on my condolences, and I'm sure everyone around the room, to Councillor Enright, who is in apology tonight. Sadly, he lost his brother last week. If there's any other apologies from the floor.
Mr. Chairman, apologies from Councillor McAteer.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Item two then is declarations of interest. Is there any declarations of interest? Councillor O'Hare is also an apology. Yep. No declarations of interest. Okay. Item three is the action sheet arising from the SPNR committee held on the 13th and on the 24th of March 2025. I just need a proposer and seconder, please. Yeah, Councillor Boisey to propose and Councillor Byrne to second. Okay. Is there any issues arising? Any questions? Yes. Okay, apologies, members. Move on to item four, which is the officer report on the notice of motion for Newcastle Lifeboat Station, and I'll hand over to Josephine for that.
Members, Councillor Clark has brought forward a motion in relation to the Newcastle Lifeboat Station. It was considered by the Good Relations Group on the 26th of March, and the members of the reference group were supportive of the notice of motion, and it was the consensus of members to recommend Council give consideration to approving an appropriate planting scheme within Newcastle and the museum section suitably recognise the anniversary. It is there here for approval tonight, members.
Good, thank you for that, Josephine. Is there any comments or questions?
Just a comment, Chair. I sit on the Equality and Good Relations reference group, and there was a lengthy discussion, and I'm more than happy to propose the recommendation of the group.
Yep, thank you for that, Councillor Robin. And a seconder? Yep, Councillor Hanlon, second. Okay. I think that's everyone. Thanks, members. So the following items, 5 to 15, are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland, 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I please have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? Yep, so Councillor Hanlon and Councillor Mathers to second. Anyway, tonight, So whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, the NCCR full business case on the approval of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Byrne. The following was agreed. To note the minutes of the NCCR Programme Board meeting of the 28th of March 2025, to approve the FBC as set out in Appendix 1 for formal submission to the Department for Communities with any significant amendments brought back to the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee, that members approve Council's updated allocation in the capital plan as set out in Section 4.2 of the Officer's Report, that members acknowledge the level of 4.0, sorry, that members approve Council's updated allocation in the capital plan as set out in Section 4 of the Officer's Report, that members acknowledge the level of risk that remains within the project and the allowance included in the FBC. As for the results of recorded vote, as below, for the proposal were Councillors Byrne, Hanlon, Hardy, Mathers, Quinn, Rice and Sharvin. Against the proposal was Councillors Bowsey, Howie, Riley and Taylor, and absent from the meeting was Councillors Enright, McAteer and O'Hare. Item 6 then was the licence at Down Leisure Centre on the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Byrne. It was agreed to renew the licence with the group noted within the officer's report of the lands shaded in pink, pink on the map attached to the two, being a strip at Downpatrick Leisure Centre for a further licence period of 3 years at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. Item 7, renewal of licence at Castle Park, Newcastle, on the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Hannan. It was agreed to grant a licence to National Westminster Bank, permitting them to operate a mobile banking unit at Castle Park each Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a further 2-year period, subject to a yearly licence fee, as detailed within the officer's report. Item 8, request to purchase land at Newton Clochy. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Hannan, it was agreed to sell land Hatch Green on the map attached to the officer's report to the party identified for the market value. Item 9 was the surrender of lease for a substation at Albert Basin. On the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Riley, it was agreed to surrender to the surrender of the lease of substation as outlined in the officer's report, subject to any consents which may be required from the Lands Tribunal. Item 10, surrender of the lease at Bog Road, Fork Hill. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Hallin, it was agreed to surrender to the surrender of the lease of four lands at Bog Road, Fork Hill, subject to the terms as outlined in the officer's report. It was also agreed that officers provide further requested information to members prior to ratification at the full council meeting. Item 11, lease at Carragina Road, Kilkeel, on the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, it was agreed to enter into a lease with the group noted within the officer's report in respect of the lands at Carragina Road, Kilkeel, as coloured blue on the map attached hitherto for a term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. Item 12, funded programmes, project support worker, on the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to appoint a project support officer within the AHC Directorate. Item 13, pay protection arrangements, on the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Hannan, it was agreed to proceed with the implementation of pay protection arrangements for staff as set out within the officer's report. Item 14, NLHF Castlewell and Forest Park, on the proposal of Councillor Hannan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to apply to the National Lottery Heritage Fund in May 2025 for an increase in grant support for the project and to approve the match funding as set out in Section 4 of the officer's report if successful. Item 15, direct work contract, on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to approve the continuation of use of the direct work contract for the organisation named within the officer's report for the year ending 31st March 2026. Okay, the last three items are all for noting, so I'll take them together. Yes, Councillor Andrews.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not a member of the committee, but thank you for your indulgence to let me speak. It's in relation.
Right. Sorry, we were just checking myself quorum because Henry's
quorum. I got one. No, you two, me and Tara.
Me. Forget me.
I just wondered. No, but first of all, it's in relation to the update on the review of the rules. I know I had a rant on Friday at Nelga about it, but I'm not going to be ranting here tonight. You'd be glad to hear it. It's just more or less I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody, all the parties and individuals and different organisations who contributed to the tribunal that was set up over a year ago to investigate the roles and responsibilities of councillors. I know at the end result, may as well be truthful, disappointing. I know that was set on, but I know a lot of hard work has been done, and hopefully we'll build upon it for the future. But I just wanted to put on record and put my appreciation to everybody who took part, who spent long, many hours and weeks in the process under Leonard, who chaired the commission. So again, thanks, but again, disappointing that we feel that the role of the councillor has not been appreciated by several government. Thank you.
Great, thank you for that, Councillor Andrews. I just need a proposer and seconder then for to note the item 16-18. Yeah, Councillor Hanlon to propose and Councillor Brown to second. Okay, thanks. Stay safe, everyone. And happy Easter.